Hi, this is Gene Monterostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and today we're going to tap for something a little different. We're going to tap for the permission to quit. And I was struck, I was listening to a radio program while I was exercising yesterday, and they were talking about the success and power that comes with letting go of things that are no longer useful. And how oftentimes the thing that's preventing us from moving forward isn't the path to moving forward, but it's letting go of the things that are no longer useful. So do this for me. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. Take another nice big deep breath. And as we tap along, just tap to the points however you want, whatever makes the most sense. There are things in my life that were useful at one point, but they no longer are. They might not serve me. They might not challenge me. They might not even be good for me. And I've done them for so long. It's what I do. And if I let them go, it feels like it's letting go of part of me. It feels like I'm letting go part of my image. It feels like I'm letting go who I am. And it might have been who I am, but it was who I was. I am new. I am different. I have permission to let things go. I have permission to quit things that I've done. Quitting feels like a bad word. Quitting feels like failure. Quitting simply means I'm stopped spending energy on something that is no longer useful. I give myself permission to quit. Things that are no longer useful. Things that are no longer helpful. Things that are no longer healthful. Quitting is not failing. Quitting is simply letting go that which is not necessary anymore. It's okay for me to quit. It is not a failure for me to quit. It's okay for me to quit. Nice deep breath. I know that's a little counterintuitive, but I found tuning into that really useful and really helpful. There's some things you don't need. You have permission. Let them go.